Hi, everybody. My name is Matthew White, and I'm here interviewing Mary Birch Harmon, who we lovingly call MB. MB, we know you go on lots of trips for Habitat for Humanity. Could you please explain what exactly is Habitat?
Sure. Habitat for Humanity is an NGO that's based out of America, and it's committed to stopping poverty housing all over the world.
All over the world, okay. Mm-hmm. And so normally do you do your work in America, or where do you go?
I have gone on many trips in Asia, actually. I'm mostly involved with Habitat for Humanity International.
Okay, international. So how many trips have you been on?
I've been on 6 different trips.
Okay, 6 trips.
Yeah.
And where did you go on the last trip?
I went to Papua New Guinea for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, and I went with 10 students and with there were three teachers on the trip as well.
Students. And how do you convince students to go on these trips?
Well, I'm a member of a campus chapter through a university in Japan, and I've been able to go on these trips with the students because they are very committed as well to stopping poverty housing. And they've studied a lot about the different countries that we visit, and they've studied a lot about how we can help by helping to build a house.
You said you went to Papua New Guinea the last time.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that experience was like?
Sure. We had a wonderful time. We were there for 2 weeks, and we were working on a wooden house.
Wooden house.
In the previous trips, we never had used wood before, so this was a new experience for the students and for myself. And it was a lot of work. Uh-huh. It was a lot of hard work, but we were able to finish most of the house. We didn't complete everything, but we worked as hard as we could, and we put a lot of love into the house, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so do you have, you're building a house, do you have some special construction skills?
No, I don't. I'm an unskilled laborer, but when you go on a Habitat trip, they have skilled laborers there, or skilled people there, that teach you how to build. So we do very simple tasks, and we try to help the local people or the family build their house.
All right. When you say simple tasks, simple can be different for different people. What's a simple task?
Well, like we learn how to make cement, which means that you have to mix it using the cement, sand, as well as water, as well as rocks. Or you learn how to plane wood, which is to make it very smooth. Okay. Or you learn how to hammer a piece of wood for a wall or for flooring or anything like that. Simple meaning a job that anyone could learn how to do.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.thingroom.com。